This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
The Bermuda Triangle, or the Devil's Triangle, is one of the most prevalent urban myths of modern times. It's been sourced and referred to in numerous literature, TV shows, and movies. Explanations have ranged from the ludicrous to the scientific. In this section, we'll explore what happened in this region to cause such speculation, why the area gained such traction in the media, what are some of the explanations, both from a scientific and a conspiratorial nature, and as always, some myths that we can break down. The Bermuda Triangle is an area between 500,000 to 1.5 million square miles just off Florida's east coast. The exact area is not agreed upon, but the rough triangle area of which the name is given stretches from Florida to Bermuda and the Greater Antilles. The alternative name of Devil's Triangle comes from the island of Bermuda, which was once called the Island of the Devils, and this comes from a poem by a shipwreck survivor. The region itself has daunting physical characteristics. Prone to tropical storms, the oceans can appear deathly calm and suddenly change into storm weather. The region is also home to some of the deepest undersea trenches and some very shallow areas, and this creates unpredictable currents. It's also notable for having the swift Gulf Stream run through it, and this powerful current can affect smaller and larger craft alike if the sailors are not aware of it. The legend of the Bermuda Triangle really started in the 20th century with an article written by Vincent Cadis in 1964, in which the first term, the Deadly Bermuda Triangle, was coined. However, incidents around the area have been reported for a long time prior to this article. Bermuda itself was known to be perilous for sailors due to the weather and the many reefs that surrounded the island, and this provided material for Shakespeare's The Tempest, in which survivors of a shipwreck encounter sorcery and magic. Christopher Columbus also reported this region as being difficult to navigate, with compass readings being unreliable and strange lights being seen in the area. Amongst the many incidents of ship losses in this region, one of the most infamous was the USS Cyclops in 1918. The ship was carrying manganese ore, and the ship and all 309 men disappeared sometimes after leaving Barbados. No evidence at all has surfaced for what happened, although many theories abound, most commonly connected with the density of the cargo in relation to the build of the ship not really being suitable. But I have to stress, it's really impossible to prove or disprove this either way. Another mysterious disappearance was that of a flight of bombers in 1945 that never returned to base after a training flight over the Atlantic. This is known as the Flight 19 incident. Adding speculation to the Bermuda Triangle theory, one of the search and rescue planes set to look for Flight 19 also disappeared. Common theories include navigational error, but as with the USS Cyclops, no evidence has turned up. In 1955, a pleasure yacht called the Connemara IV was found drifting, but with all of her crew gone. The yacht had been in the path of several hurricanes and had remained reasonably intact, but there was no clue as to the whereabouts of the crew. The exact number of incidents around the triangle is hard to be exact about, but there are several incidents of ship tragedies and plane tragedies expanding right up to the present day. There was even an incident of a lighthouse being affected, with the men stationed there mysteriously disappearing one night. During the 20th century, the legend of the triangle had grown considerably, and with writers such as Charles Berlitz and Richard Wiener penning books about the subject. Multiple movies have been made referencing the triangle, such as The Land That Time Forgot in 2009, Triangle in 2009, and the 2022 National Geographic documentary, The Bermuda Triangle into Cursed Waters. The New York Times, The Independent, and Discover magazine, amongst others, have all written on the subject. Some of the natural explanations for these incidents range in scope and variety. One of these is that navigators have failed to plan for the agonic line. Navigators will usually compensate for the compass variations in most places on Earth in an attempt to find north. And this accepted practice allows navigation that is fairly accurate. However, the Triangle region is one of only a few places on Earth that compasses point directly to true geographical north. Compasses have variations to the magnetic poles, a process known to navigators from centuries ago. However, with a region that has an agonic line, there is no need to compensate. This can lead to confusion over direction, as this was most likely experienced by Columbus in his accounts. Another suggestion is the unpredictable weather that can create hurricanes, and more importantly, can create rogue waves. Rogue waves are large mid-sea waves that can reach up to 100 feet. And these waves can take vessels by surprise. Inexperienced ships in the region can be caught out by these events, and disasters to both ships and planes theoretically can occur. Another natural occurrence are methane hydrates that occur along the bottom of the ocean in this region. These can occasionally erupt and create a situation in which the buoyancy of a ship is no longer adequate, and this will consequentially cause it to sink. While this hypothesis is feasible, there has been no evidence for this occurring for many thousands of years. The most prevalent conspiracy regarding the Bermuda Triangle comes from Charles Berlitz in his book on this subject, and he puts forward the theory that Atlantis is connected to the triangle, specifically that technology from this fabled city in the form of energy crystals affected the ships and planes traveling through this region. The theory of Atlantis has gained some traction amongst alternative theories, but as there is literally no evidence for Atlantis being anything other than a metaphor for the hubris of powerful civilizations, it's hard to lend any credence to this. The two mysteries, however, do remain entwined. Much like Atlantis, the combining of popular myths are also evident in the suggestion that the triangle is a portal for extraterrestrials using this area to capture and study people and technology. And this is found in the more conspiratorial sections of society. The main evidence they give for this is the lack of ships of people that were ever found. And although, as mentioned in the intro, this area is so vast, it's entirely possible to never find any wreckage from either plane or ship. Another theory is the one put forward by a pilot named Bruce Gernon, who is alleged to have seen this himself. His theory is that the triangle is actually home to a wormhole, and that, in his words, his craft was surrounded by fog and then transported 100 miles. He documents this event in a 2017 book. Some of the misconceptions and myths surrounding the Bermuda Triangle can be examined with some certainty. So let's explore some of the most common ones to date. A popular story attached to the triangle is the tale of the Mary Celeste. So in 1872, the Mary Celeste set off from New York Harbor and never arrived at her destination. The ship was found intact, but with all crew members missing. Many have speculated that the ship fell victim to whatever forces occur in the triangle. On the surface, this can seem like a typical mystery that shares similarities from events in the Bermuda Triangle, except for one salient fact. The Mary Celeste was found abandoned in an entirely different part of the ocean to the triangle. Could the strong currents affected the Mary Celeste and sent her off course? It's a very unlikely situation, as the location was literally thousands of miles away when she was found. More likely is the fact that the two mysteries got somehow connected by zealous writers and purveyors of unsolved events. Another popular disappearance was of the HMS Atalanta, a training ship that also never returned from the Triangle region. Although there isn't definitive proof of what actually happened, there is at least more evidence from this event that can suggest plausible reasons for the disappearance. Several ships passing by the area reported seeing wreckage in the water, leading to the theory that she had hit bad weather and just sank. Due to her status as a training vessel, many of the crew would have been inexperienced and possibly unable to deal with an emergency. The last myth we can dispel easily is the idea that the Bermuda Triangle region is deadly for most craft passing through. In fact, statistically, the area is considered no more dangerous than any other part of the ocean. In fact, without embellishment and fascination by writers and theorists, the region would probably never have such a reputation. Even to this day, thousands of craft pass harmlessly through the area without any problems at all. For many reasons, thousands of craft are lost to sea, and there is no evidence to suggest this region is any more dangerous than the others. Often, the mystery is perpetuated by a lack of evidence, but the reality is the oceans can be destructive and they're very large. Finding evidence or wreckage is difficult and statistically unlikely for any disaster on the ocean.